The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take Two Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. Great. It's great to be with you this beautiful, sunshiny day this first weekend in November. Well, I am Dr. Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. I've been here in Miami Valley for, over 35 years. I started when I was really young. And right here behind this marvelous microphone, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO for going on 23 years. And it is really an honor. I'd like to thank Health Foods Unlimited for sponsoring this show. They have sponsored this show every show, every week, every month, every year since we started. So thank you. Thank you, Health Foods Unlimited. Say, my office is in our office. Is in Centerville on 48 Far Hills Avenue. And our office is Take Two Healthcare. We've got three other marvelous doctors there, Dr. Dyer, Dr. Yaley, and Dr. Marchek. There's a newsletter coming out on aluminum. Dr. Yaley did. Oh my gosh, it is really good. You're going to want to know that information on Alzheimer's could be associated with aluminum. But you're going to learn some things about aluminum that you really need to know. And that newsletter is a great place to start. We have newsletters every month, and there's a lot of newsletters. You can go to our website and see testimonials. It is so thrilling. Such an honor to take care of the patients that we get to take care of every day. We are honored by your trust in us. And over the years, we've had some absolutely phenomenal, amazing results with many serious conditions. And if you go to our website, click on testimonials, you'll read even more. And there's some video testimonies, and then there's some ones just as good, maybe better, down below. And there's just some, just quickly, Dr. Yaley has one whose complaints were just amazing. And this lady had, she's a 55-year-old female. And after just a couple of weeks on the program, her symptoms had improved dramatically, including hot flashes were gone, night sweats are gone. She's now having normal bowel movements, toenail fungus is gone, lost weight, headaches are gone, and gray hairs are darkening again. Dr. Dyer had a patient, a male with low testosterone. And let me see if I can find it here. He's got so many. They all have so many, it's hard to find it. But it went from about 100, the testosterone was at 100. Oh, here it is. I was looking at the wrong spot. No, that's the wrong one. He like I said, there's too many for me to keep them all a track of. But one of those, the testosterone was around 100, 130. And in a few weeks, it was up to over 300, almost normal, in just a couple of weeks with no drugs. No drugs, no hormones, no testosterone, no DHA, none of those things. Just getting the body healthy. Hormones is never the problem. There's always something deeper going on. Always something deeper going on. In fact, read the newsletter on aluminum. It's not out yet. We're doing some final edits on it. But it'll be out here in a minute. And I think you'll be amazed. But just read through some of those case studies that are out there. They're amazing. Dr. Marchek has many. And I saw a headline today. Let the sunshine in. Okay, let the sunshine. Kind of reminds me of a song from back in the 70s or 60s. Research at the University of Oregon suggests letting sunlight in through your windows kills bacterial germs living in household dust. Compared to dark rooms, compared to dark rooms versus the rooms that had a lot of sunlight coming in, there is half the bacteria in the dust. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So let the sunshine in. Quit holing up in the dark. Let the sunshine in. it's not only good for your brain, but it actually helps your health too now, doesn't it? It helps to kill bacteria. So in the wintertime, I know we're wanting to be efficient, but we need to be thinking about what we can do to live healthier. So also along with that, I'm going to say it again. I've covered it so many times the last few weeks. Don't get a flu shot. They're not working, and I can prove they're not working because they're needing higher doses of it, and they want people to take more than one now. Higher doses, and it sounds like antibiotics, doesn't it? Yeah, bacteria mutate. Viruses are mutating too, and they're finding out the more flu vaccines you take, the less they work. And the viruses are mutating. Now, healthy body doesn't matter what kind of virus it is. A healthy body will take care of it. People don't die from the flu. Oh, I was reading an article. I don't have it here. But there's an article on MedPage where a doctor is screaming about something, about the flu vaccine. And this guy says, this medical doctor said, years ago, there's only a couple thousand people die from the flu every year. And then he says, now pharmaceuticals got involved and started pressuring medical doctors to do more flu shots. And he says, years ago, when somebody died, we'd scribble as a cause of death, heart attack or something like that. And he said, now, after all the pressure from the pharmacy companies and everything, no longer do they put heart attack. They put flu. They put the flu. People, healthy people don't die from the flu. They all have pre-existing health conditions, and the flu was something they just threw in. Okay, you got diabetes, you got cancer. Oh, and you got a cold at the end? Okay, we'll put that down rather than the fact that you had. Nobody dies from the flu. They all have pre-existing underlying conditions, whether they're known or not. Studies show vitamin D will provide more protection than a flu shot. You ever think why you only get flu during the wintertime? Maybe it's because you're not getting outside, getting the sunshine, which you get from vitamin D. So crank up. I'm about 180 pounds. I take about 5,000 Irinash units a day. If you're smaller, maybe 120, maybe take 3,000 Irinash units a day. And wherever you are in between there, take it. And we have 5,000 unit pills. And if you're smaller than that, I just take one every other day. You know, it's a fat soluble, so it stays in the system. And zinc lozenges has also been shown to help. Now, just before this show, the investor guy was on, and you were talking about longevity. And now he's saying, you know, 88 is the lifespan now. And by the time, if you're 50 or 40, by the time you retire, it could be up to 120. That's wishful thinking. They're finding out that the actuarial tables are already declining. With cancer, the number one or two cause of death, heart disease, number one or two. Heart disease and cancer, number one and two cause of deaths. When I was a kid, I'm 61, almost 62, is about 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 30 people got cancer. Now today, it's 1 out of 2 are going to get cancer. Diabetes, a fast-growing disease in every age group. Diabetes accelerates cancer. It also accelerates heart disease. And there are 20 countries right now that have longer lifespans than we do in the United States. 20 countries have longer lifespans than what we do. And actually, tables are showing their lifespan is starting to decline. Now, I want you to think about something. People who are living to 100 now, my mother's 87. What was life back for her? What was life back when she was a child? Well, they didn't have fast food, did they? They grew their own fruits and vegetables. They rarely saw a doctor. Maybe they had one vaccine, was it. When I was a kid, I think we had 3 or 4 vaccines, was it. It was rare you took an antibiotic or took any drugs at all. People were outside playing. They didn't have allergies. They had healthy food to eat. They were physically active. And the people who are living to 100 today now were born 100 years ago. Their immune system, their body's got a healthier start. I believe the people who are living to be 100 now have a more robust system. They got a good start. They weren't subjected to all the drugs and chemicals and pesticides and herbicides and antibiotics and even, in my opinion, vaccines, which are all a burden to the immune system. The people living the longest are the ones that take the fewest drugs. Think about that. Okay. So longevity. I know you guys are all thinking, oh, I'm 60 retiring. Yeah, one of the guys, he's 50. He's thinking about retiring in 12 years when he's 62. Heck, I'm almost 62. Why would I ever retire? First of all, the Bible never says anything about retiring. I don't think we should retire. I think we all need to have a purpose, a goal in life. Now, maybe working 40, 50 hours a week is too much, but we need to have a reason to get up in the morning. We need to have a purpose in life. We need to be of use to our fellow man. And that's what I do. I'm helping doctors with people with their health problems. I got a great case that I'm really excited about. A young boy, 7 years old, has cystic fibrosis, or actually a variant of cystic fibrosis. I'm going to talk about that later. He was sent to me by my sister. They live in Columbus, and brought him down to see me. This boy, 7 years old, has the genetic form of cystic fibrosis. He's on many drugs. He's short for his age, which is common with a disease like this because his sicker children are going to be short. Because to grow takes a lot of energy and nutrients, and if people or kids are sick, their bodies are trying to survive. And growing is not essential when you're talking about trying to survive. So this boy's on the short end. His hair doesn't look healthy. Skin, eyes don't look healthy. But he's on at least four drugs, sometimes five or six. He misses school every week because he's sick. Now, most kids with this cystic fibrosis don't live to be 20. And most of them all need a liver transplant or kidney transplant because the drugs used to try and keep them breathing, to keep the mucus down, to treat infections, to treat inflammation, destroy the liver. And so they die from liver disease, heart disease, just the treatment of all this mucus trying to keep him breathing kills his liver. Well, I've seen the test results, and I believe we can help this boy. I believe we can get this boy into remission. Now, why? Years ago, I had a boy who was about 14. Cystic fibrosis is the worst genetic type that affects his lungs and his digestive tract. He was very short for his age with a huge barrel chest. Barrel chest because his body's trying to take deeper breaths to get air in. He's suffocating. And why short? He's trying to survive. And he's waiting on a liver transplant because of all the drugs he was on. His mother said that their house was like an intensive care unit, breathing treatments, a desperate situation. And we did our thing. And within six months, this boy grew 6 inches and outgrew his cystic fibrosis deformity, one of the most amazing cases I've seen. And no longer need liver transplant. Now, we didn't cure his cystic fibrosis, and don't think we did. But we found areas in his health that needed improved. And when we corrected those, his body's able to be healthy and correct itself. But growing in 6 months, grow 6 inches, 6 months for his boy was incredible. And he was breathing, so his lungs, his chest went back to normal. Wow, we come back. I'm going to tell you about some other cases. A doctor who found out his wife had 3 code blue cancer markers. We come back. We're going to talk about that. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You never know what you'll find at Home to Home, brand new and consigned. Inventory is constantly changing in our huge new showroom. Do you have gently used furniture to sell? Consign it with Home to Home and we'll sell it all, guaranteed. It's safe and easy. We'll even pick it up. Visit HomeToHomeDayton.com to see our stuff and learn about consigning with us. We're in Cross Point Shopping Center off 675. Open 7 days a week.
Don't miss your chance to save big during Menards pre-Black Friday sale. Breathe cleaner air with DuPont air filters. Buy one plus 8,000 allergen air filter at $7.99 and get one free. Get the best one coat paint and primer in one. Paramount is $28.98 per gallon after rebate. A 7-inch Android tablet is $39.99. Save $50 on Hitachi cordless drill and work light kit. $49. Get these great offers plus many more through Sunday, November 4th during Menards pre-Black Friday sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Starting off with a few clouds out there this morning and morning low temperatures starting near 36 degrees, so a cool start, but temperatures climbing to about 52 degrees for the high. The winds are going to calm down, mostly sunny skies throughout the day, so nearly perfect weather here for us in fall. Clouds increase throughout the overnight hours and morning low temperatures tomorrow around 41 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
And we're ready to go. I got Sarah at the board. Thanks, Sarah. And I am Dr. Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, Board Certified in Clinical Nutrition. It's great to be with you this marvelous first weekend in November. Our office at Take Two Healthcare Center. You can also find our website at take2healthcare.com. And we're on 48 south of Dayton. Our number is 937-433-3241. Just a little preview after the break, there's an article on the front page of Dayton Daily News about hepatitis C. I'm going to talk about that after the break. But I want to talk about a lady. One of the doctors that I trained, his wife, did the baseline testing we recommend. Because many conditions will show up in the blood long before you have symptoms. And the earlier you find a problem, always the better result you will have. And so one of the things that we do in our clinic, and we recommend, I train other doctors this too for their patients and family, is to do a baseline foundational testing, which is a very extensive test. That if you were to go through a medical doctor, it could cost well over $10,000. We do all the testing for right around, give or take just a little bit around, might seem like a lot, $2,000, but it tests for cancers. About 80% of the cancers you can get, liver, heart, lung disease. It's a Cleveland Heart Panel. I mean, very extensive. If you want to live a long life, you ought to be doing this once a year, guaranteed. It's the best $2,000 or roughly $2,000 you can spend to really know where you are. Nobody tests like this, and no one is less expensive as far as the testing. And so this testing is very extensive, medically very expensive, but it is absolutely phenomenal, the information it provides. And this doctor that we trained had his wife get tested, and there are several cancer markers that we run as our panel, and three of those were code blue, which means they are high clinical, very high clinical. Now, she's 50, in her 50s, and thought she was in great health. She felt good, was exercising, everything else, and then his blood test kind of blew her away. And the doctor said, yeah, I'm very concerned. Well, you should be, because we can't guarantee. Okay. Now, I know doctors and med students out there, you can't diagnose cancer from a blood test. All right, that's the way they say. That's medically the model. However, if these markers are high, can you guarantee that it's not cancer? No, the only way you can diagnose cancer is with a biopsy. And once a biopsy is positive, then doctors and students, what do they use to determine course of treatment and if cancer is still there or growing? They use these blood tests I'm talking about. So I can't say that it's cancer, but you can't say it's not. But we can all agree on that it is always pathological if it's high. There's always a disease process going on if it's high, and more than likely, it's cancer smoldering. May not be high enough to see on a lump or bump, but it is smoldering. And so, they're very concerned, as well they should be. But I gave him a little guidance. I reviewed his labs, his wife's labs, and said, okay, it looks bad, and it is bad, but there are some things we see in the other testing that might give us a clue as to why her immune system is not doing the job. See, we all have cancer every day. Nobody's got zero in these cancer markers. But once we tested her, and we looked at our things, and we found out, she's mildly anemic. She's also got bad digestion, which correlates with her low protein, which also correlates with her mild anemia. So all those things are going to suppress her immune system. She's got extreme low levels of vitamin D. Is vitamin D important for your immune system? Yeah, and guess what? If you're low in vitamin D, you're low in other things too. And so, low vitamin D is highly associated with breast cancer, as well as many other diseases and cancers. So, low vitamin D, that's easy to fix. But if we hadn't tested, we wouldn't have known it. She had some inflammatory markers, some other things we can see that need some help. But there's one thing. We did a hair test that just, you would never have found out if you hadn't tested properly. We saw extreme high levels of copper. Okay, doctors and students, med students, what's the disease of high copper called? Wilson's disease. Can Wilson's disease put a tremendous stress on the immune system? Oh, yeah, it can. Could that be one of the primary things that is tearing down her immune system and let the cancer get out of control? More than likely. I believe we're going to have great results in this lady. I'm going to report back in just a few weeks on what's happening. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with the WHIO News Update. Our top story we're following this hour, getting new information from a scene in Dayton overnight where a shooting was reported.
Plenty of sunshine out there today, but rain is on the way. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mack. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
WHIO Triple Team traffic is looking all clear on the roadways, not seeing any accidents out there that are going to slow you down as you make your way out this Saturday. And it is our top story. Getting breaking news in the last half hour about a situation we were following this morning. We have confirmed that one person is dead after a reported shooting in Dayton, but the cause of death isn't clear. That call came in just from Laura Avenue just after 1 this morning. The 911 caller said that they had been shot in the leg and that her brother was also shot. The coroner's office says 43-year-old Maurice Ambrose is dead at the scene. Right now, we're working to learn exactly how Ambrose died as the investigation into this incident continues. An autopsy is scheduled for later today, and we'll bring updates as we get them. Well, we're going to get an extra hour of darkness after this weekend, or at least a darkness that's going to come a little early, and that could mean that also means an extra hour of sleep.
The sunset tonight will be at 6:32. Compare that on Sunday when we move clocks back an hour. The sunset will be at 5:31 p.m. Now, that'll mean extra attention being paid to by drivers and pedestrians, especially come Monday when people head home from work.
That's WHIO's James Buckley reporting. Don't forget to turn all your clocks back an hour before you go to bed tonight. Well, a Dayton man involved in an October standoff is now facing charges.
48-year-old Jimmy Acor Jr. is being charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Cops accuse Acor of stabbing a woman in a Miami Chapel Road home on October 21st, then holding off cops in a standoff for nearly 9 hours.
That's WHIO's Ron Otto. He says the woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Now, let's get a look at that exclusive, most accurate and dependable forecast from meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Mostly sunny skies, overall nice weather throughout the day today. 52 degrees, the high temperature, just a very light breeze. Clouds on the increase as we go throughout the overnight hours and the breeze picking up as well. 41 degrees, the low temperature for tonight. As we go into tomorrow, 59 degrees, the high temperature. Cloud cover likely to increase with a chance for rain in the mid to late evening hours. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is all clear throughout the Miami Valley. A beautiful morning for us. It's 41 degrees in Troy, 44 in Springfield, 47 in Dayton at 1133. I'm Jonah Adi, WHIO Continuing News.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save. At Health Foods Unlimited, we're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Prepare for critical changes that are impending. Don't fall victim when those changes happen. Several critical interest rates will be announced in the upcoming weeks. When rates go up, you could lose $25,000, $50,000, even $75,000 of your hard-earned money. As an associate, you need to learn the facts about your lump sum payment. Come see me. I'm Mike Martinez, president of the Pension Group. Don't let what happened in 2016 happen to you now, losing tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't know what these segmented rate increases could do to your pension, call me and let's set up a complimentary consultation. Alleviate those worries and fears now. Let us be there for you at the Pension Group, 937-669-7094. You cannot afford to not know the facts. 937-669-7094. Don't face it alone. Call now to set up a one-on-one meeting with me, Mike Martinez, at 937-669-7094. 937-669-7094.
Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
The case on lobbyist Zach Space. Space took $14,000 from Nancy Pelosi the same day he voted her way to raise energy costs and kill Ohio jobs. As a congressman, Zach Space voted with Pelosi 93% of the time. When voters threw him out of office, he became a special interest lobbyist cashing in on government. Now, after having his law license suspended, Space is taking hundreds of thousands from those he will audit, including $5,000 directly from someone under audit subpoena by the state auditor. Zach Space is unfit to be Ohio auditor. We need a genuine leader with ethics and a record of success. A five-time watchdog of the Treasury, Keith Faber has a record of balancing budgets, lowering taxes, and reeling in government spending. Keith Faber's efforts helped Ohio gain more than 500,000 new jobs. Faber brings small-town values to government. Hard work, efficiency, and transparency. Keith Faber for Ohio Auditor. Paid for by Friends of Faber.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sorry, I was a little hurried there. I'm so excited. I got so much stuff to tell you. And I was looking for an article on hepatitis C, and I happened to run by an article here on, and the title is pretty astounding. The title of this article is, baby monkeys given standard doses of popular vaccines develop autism symptoms. And I know that the medical doctors scream bloody murder, the vaccines don't cause autism, but here's an article done at the University of Pittsburgh using infant monkeys. They were given a standard dose of the standard childhood dose of vaccines with appropriate doses according to sizes and age. They tended to develop autism symptoms. Their unvaccinated counterparts, on the other hand, developed no such symptoms, which points to a strong connection between vaccines and autism spectrum disorder. So does it cause it directly? I don't know. Seems like that one little study there ought to be studied more. And why aren't people studying vaccines more thoroughly? That's my question. Why aren't they really studying them? Where's the real science behind the vaccines? I'm talking science. I'm going to talk about this hepatitis C article because it's pretty fascinating. Before I do that, just a little thing. Good science. We like good science, don't we? You know, I mean, medical doctors and med students and scientists were scientific method. Well, how are these vaccines tested? That'd be a good thing. How are they tested? Well, when you give a vaccine, then they give some people a vaccine, then they give other people a placebo. Okay? That's not a good scientific method, doesn't it? Until you review and look deeper and find out what was in the placebo. Now, when you give a vaccine, let's say you're given a measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR vaccine. And so you want to do a study. So you give them the MMR vaccine and placebo. Okay, that should be easy. However, what is in a placebo? Well, in all vaccines, there are some adjuvants. There are some preservatives like formaldehyde, aluminum, maybe mercury, these different things. And medically, they say, well, the doses are the amount of mercury or aluminum or formaldehyde is so low to be insignificant. That's what they say. So low to be insignificant. So you've got the actual element like measles and mumps, and then the actual chemical brew of other things that have to be in the vaccine to make it viable and function and last, okay? So the vaccine part is all of that. The placebo is all of that without the mumps and measles part. So the placebo has the aluminum, the adjuvants, the formaldehyde, and all the stuff that the vaccine does. The placebo just doesn't have the measles and mumps part. Is that good science? Well, then we do a study and say, well, both the measles, both the vaccine and the placebo have the same side effects, have the same number of side effects, and so it's obviously not the vaccine. That is ridiculous science, and yet that is how these vaccines are tested. Ignorant, isn't it? Just ridiculous. Okay. There's an article in today's paper, yesterday's Friday, November 2nd, and around the front page, more Ohioans now eligible for hepatitis C medication. You know, sometimes when medicine is doing something pretty amazing, I'm all for it. And here's one of the things, is hepatitis C medication has been shown to cure, and I put cure in quotes, although you can't see it, I'm putting in quotes, because it does reduce the viral load. And there's a blood test called the QuantaSure Hep C test that will give you the viral load, and it'll get it down to negative. Now, I'm not going to explain what negative means, but let's say it goes down to negative. That's good. I've had people with my natural care get hepatitis C go down to negative as well without these expensive drugs. Now, these drugs, as they say on the front, and actually I've had patients who's gone through this treatment. One lady here in Dayton, her cost was $140,000. Now, I understand going and taking a treatment. Okay, do I take the treatment or do the natural part? You know, if the results look good. Well, the thing is, after about 3 months, they turned cured and cut her loose. I said, you know, you really need to test that viral load, the QuantaSure test, every 6 months, about the next 5 years, to make sure that that is down. These drugs got fast tracked, and so people after 3 or 4 months, they are termed cured and they're on their way. But let's say it does work and it gets it down. That's a good thing. Pretty amazing. The cost though is $140,000. Now on MedPage. A few months ago, I was reading an article, and MedPage has got a lot of great information there. And one of the doctors was saying we need to rethink our treatment of hepatitis C. Now, this is kind of like tongue-in-cheek kind of thing, but maybe not. He said, since we have this hepatitis C cure, we're finding fewer cases of hepatitis C, and even more important, the need for fewer liver transplants. And he said, maybe tongue-in-cheek, maybe not. That's bad for business. He said we got a good thing going with cancer and heart disease and diabetes. Those are chronic diseases that never get cured. Chronic long-term diseases. But hepatitis C, do we really want to find a cure? He went on to relate that $140,000 or $100,000 a cure for hepatitis C, when that same exact treatment can be gotten overseas for less than $1,000, the exact same drugs, protocol, everything for less than $1,000. They call it tourism, medical tourism. People go to Europe for hip replacements and other treatments, the same treatment, but far cheaper. Far cheaper. So you have insurance, maybe gone to another country to get it would be worthwhile. But they're finding an increased hepatitis C is skyrocketing is because of the opioid. People are sharing needles, and that's the problem. Even older people are sharing needles, and that's the hepatitis C. So there's some concern. I see it's $1,000 a pill, and let's see, page 7. Here it is. Oh, there's a new drug out. Last year, a competitor was introducing a relatively cheaper drug instead of over $90,000, $100,000, $140,000. It's relatively cheaper at $26,000 for a course of treatment. Wow. And Medicaid and private insurers are looking to pay this because maybe, and here's why, and I'm not against it, trying this drug. I think maybe the natural course would be better and safer, but maybe the drug would help get it under control. Now, the job is keep it under control, and that's why I'm having this patient retest that cancer, not the cancer marker, the hepatitis C QuantaSure test to make sure the viral load is staying down. Now, it's not all roses after this. Patients feel really bad going through this. One of the doctors attended my course said that her husband had this hepatitis treatment, the Sovaldi, was termed cured, but he died 3 weeks after he was termed cured from aggressive liver cancer. She said one of the side effects of the drugs is liver cancer. Hey, the hepatitis C was cured, so they actually got their cure, their check mark from a cure. He died from liver cancer, though. But they got their cure. And another friend, patient in New York, had it done. And he actually wrote a letter to his wife. He said, if I knew I was going to feel like this for very long, I'd commit suicide. He said, I've never felt so bad as I have on this hepatitis C treatment. And his joints severely deteriorated. He's had one hip replacement, and he thinks he's going to need the other hip and two knee replacements because the side effects from the drugs. Wow. So I'm not saying not to do it, because maybe, look, is that better than dying from hepatitis or end up with liver transplant, which may be One of the doctors said his mother had his mother-in-law had a liver transplant. $1.5 million before it's all said and done for liver transplant. So yeah, $100,000 is a bargain compared to liver transplant, as long as it works. And so maybe this is a good thing. And as that expense is high, other drug companies are going to jump in and try and find something cheaper. So maybe it's $26,000 now. Who knows? Maybe in a few years, it'll be down to $10,000 or less. But I got to tell you, there the side effects are still going to be there. Joint deterioration, cancers go up. Maybe you might try a natural option. We've had patients, viral loads go back to negative on our program. So I'm not saying not to do it. I'm saying maybe take a few weeks and try a natural, safe natural option, because you can always go back and do that drug. And but when this lady here in town had it, my job is not tell people what to do. I provided the options and said, I won't blame you if you go. And since insurance will pay for it now, maybe they won't in the future, but they pay for it now. So she liked to do it, has had a pretty decent outcome. We followed her all the way through, helped her with some things. She's still having some problems that we're working on her with. And I think one of the reasons why she has good results is because she did the treatment, but she also followed our nutrition protocols all the way through. And still is day. I'm just recommending she get tested again to make sure that hepatitis C viral load is staying at negative. So there. Hope that helps a little bit. But this drug crisis is pretty bad. And it's also a reason why, one of the reasons why our lifespan actuarial tables are going down, because of all the deaths from drugs. If you want to live a long life, it's not because you're taking drugs. The healthiest people take the fewest drugs and they live the longest. Period. Period. And so if you're taking any drugs at all, drugs do not extend life. All they do is delay a premature death. And is delaying death the same as extending life? There's a lot of treatments out there that just prolong dying. They just delay death. But is that really extending life? That's what we're talking about. So that's one of the things that we do in our clinic. We test people. We try and optimize their health, because healthy people don't get sick. Now, some things happen maybe in your past and you've got hepatitis C, you've got whatever you've got. Maybe there's ways. There's always ways, always things you can do to be healthier, no matter what condition you have. There's always something you can do to be healthier. And that's what we are at our clinic, Take Two Healthcare. We are health experts. Now, we're chiropractors. We can adjust you. We can do things like that. But we also, Dr. Dyer and Dr. Marchek are board certified in acupuncture. Dr. Marchek and Dyer are also board certified, like I am, in clinical nutrition. Dr. Yaley is certified in thermography. We have PEMF. We do lab testing more extensive than any medical doctor around, unless they've taken my courses. And we do have medical doctors take my courses. And if you're out there, you're a medical doctor, med student, look for my classes, and I'd be happy to welcome you in. We do have a lot of medical doctors who's attended my class. Even some do this work. And but some have tried to do it, listen to this, and some have been reprimanded by the hospital. One of our members had to quit, who is a follower of SBN, basically. He said the hospital came and said, you have two options. Get rid of your vitamins or you lose your hospital privileges. And I understand that. If you work at McDonald's, they tell you how to make a burger, don't they? And McDonald's has all the ingredients that you can use to make that burger. But if you do a little study and you find, you know, put a slice of avocado on this burger to make it a healthier burger, can you do that if you work at McDonald's? No, you can't. That's what happens when you work for a medical McDonald's. And actually, that's an analogy they use in some of the medical journals. And they can't do it. Now, they may pay lip service to it, but when it gets down to it, they can't do it. How sad. How sad. I couldn't practice like that. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. This is the weekend the daylight savings time ends. We go back to standard time, meaning we fall back. You get an extra hour of sleep. But are you just going to have an extra hour of tossing and turning? Or are you going to get the deep recuperative sleep that you need to be your best day after day? Well, I know I will, thanks to MyPillow. MyPillow has been a life changer for me. I was talking about it with friends just recently about how it really improved the quality of my sleep. I can't add hours to the day, but I can make the sleep I get more efficient and better sleep. And it's all because of MyPillow. I am confident that MyPillow can be a life changer for you, and so are the folks at MyPillow. They are extending their money-back guarantee all the way to March 1st. So what are you waiting for? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free. Or you can call 1-800-320-1481, ask for the Buy One, Get One Free special. Again, the promo code WHIO.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save. At Health Foods Unlimited, we're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural
Don't miss your chance to save big during Menards pre-Black Friday sale. Breathe cleaner air with DuPont air filters. Buy one plus 8,000 allergen air filter at $7.99 and get one free. Get the best one-coat paint and primer in one. Paramount is $28.98 per gallon after rebate. A 7-inch Android tablet is $39.99. Save $50 on a Hitachi cordless drill and work light kit. $49. Get these great offers plus many more through Sunday, November 4th during Menards pre-Black Friday sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Subway Restaurant's new chef-inspired sandwiches sound so tasty, I can't decide which one to try first.
Maybe a Big Turkey Philly. You guys really pack them with more meat than the everyday hoagie.
Or I'm gonna try the rotisserie-style chicken parm with the perfectly seasoned marinara.
Could lasso me up the big melty roast beef with spicy brown mustard plus plenty of meat and fixings.
Or sample the exotic flavors of a fusion tuna melt topped with pickled onions and teriyaki glaze.
Inspired by chefs around the world and locally crafted at Subway? I think I just talked myself into trying them all.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
You never know what you'll find at Home to Home, brand new and consigned. Inventory is constantly changing in our huge new showroom. Do you have gently used furniture to sell? Consign it with Home to Home and we'll sell it all, guaranteed. It's safe and easy. We'll even pick it up. Visit HomeToHomeDayton.com to see our stuff and learn about consigning with us. We're in Cross Point Shopping Center off 675.
Home to Home.
Open 7 days a week.
Hi, John Glazer for Glazer Soft Water, home of the 7-year, worry-free parts and labor warranty. Hard water, stinky water, iron stains, we've seen it all over the past 29 years, and we know how to fix your water. Financing includes 15 months same as cash and monthly payments on whole house systems as low as $25. Glazer Water has been making water great since 1988. Visit our website to learn more at Glazier, G-L-A-S-E-R, softwater.com.
Miami Valley Gaming presents An Evening with Orleans, Friday, November 16th. Enjoy a dinner and a concert for one low price. Order your tickets now at MiamiValleyGaming.com. That's MiamiValleyGaming.com. An Evening with Orleans, Friday, November 16th. Order your tickets now at MiamiValleyGaming.com.
Must be 21 to gamble. Ohio Problem Gambling Helpline, 1-800-589-9966 or visit org.ohio.gov.
Panera Bread is honoring local heroes Monday, November 12th with a free You Pick 2 in honor of Veterans Day. All veterans and active military are invited to any Dayton, Ohio Panera Bread for a free You Pick 2. Wear your uniform, show your military ID or discharge papers to receive a free meal.
Starting off with a few clouds out there this morning and morning low temperatures starting near 36 degrees, so a cool start, but temperatures climbing to about 52 degrees for the high. The winds are going to calm down, mostly sunny skies throughout the day, so nearly perfect weather here for us in fall. Clouds increase throughout the overnight hours and morning low temperatures tomorrow around 41 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we're back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. It's great to be with you this marvelous Saturday, beautiful sunshine. And here's a call that I'm interested in talking about. We've got Ray. Ray, how are you today?
Very good. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. Hopefully you're going to enjoy this beautiful day. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a diabetic retinopathy, and I was given some shots for that, and now they recommend to have a cataract surgery.
Okay.
I'd like to know your idea about that, or can I reverse that with the supplement and food?
All right. Well, are you type 1 diabetic? Are you type 1 diabetic, insulin dependent?
Type 2 and 70 years old.
Oh, you're type 2?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you on medication for it?
Yes. Metformin, glipizide, and Actos.
Okay. The best thing you can do for your eyes is get your glucose under control so you need less medication. Believe it or not, the medication you're on is, and I don't have time to explain it, is driving your eye disease. If you did not need that medication and your glucose under control, you wouldn't be having these eye problems. So the best thing you can do is really get your glucose. If you're type 2 diabetic, every type 2 diabetic can get off their medication if they're willing to work hard enough at it. So cataract surgery, I would delay it. If you're diabetic and on that medication, your healing is going to be slow. It's going to be impaired. Now, as far as anybody having cataracts, generally increasing beta carotene, vitamin C, zeaxanthin, and I said beta carotene, and other nutrients like that can actually help to slow, or even we've had patients say that their cataracts were reversed. But I do believe your diabetes is one of the primary factors in this cataract thing. And if you get your diabetes under control where you don't need medication or even any medication, your eyes will probably improve.
Okay. Now, what my blood sugar testing, when I try not to take medication, it went up. Sometimes fasting, it goes to up to 145 or so.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Well, it's not okay, but there's some things you can do that probably need to get it under control more. Are you on any other medication? Are you on blood pressure meds, cholesterol meds?
No. I'm taking lisinopril, but the 2.5.
Okay, lisinopril for blood pressure. Now, that does contribute toward glucose dysregulation. That will make your diabetes a little bit worse. But we don't want you to have high blood pressure. So continue to take that. But you might be low, and I don't know, because I haven't seen any testing. I don't know you at all. You might have low vitamin D. You might be mildly anemic. There may be other conditions that could easily be done. You could easily do that might lower your need, might get your glucose under control and need less medication.
The thing that is puzzling me, every time I go for the check every 3 months, mm-hmm. they tell me my blood pressure is excellent, and then they give me lisinopril. I ask them, so what is this for? If my blood pressure is excellent, they said, well, we are looking forward.
That's prevention. Ray, I apologize, I have to go, but it doesn't make sense what they do, does it? Absolutely does not make sense. Say, if you need some help, Ray, we'd love to help you. Contact our office at 937-433-3241. We'd love to help you or anybody else out there. Say, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, pray for our country, go out and vote. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.